Hello, and welcome to the World History Podcast. Today, we will be discussing the before and after effects of Pearl Harbor and how it was connected to the American intervention into World War II. Prior to the event, Roosevelt was worried that the Japanese were going to take the Philippines, which the U.S. got control of prior. Soon after, Japan tried to attach itself to the Triple Alliance to get the resources they were hoping to get from the Philippines. In doing so, the U.S. implemented an oil embargo and froze affairs and assets in the U.S. Soon after, the British and Dutch joined. As Japan's oil reserves shortened, they began to realize control of the Dutch East Indies was a necessity. The Japanese Supreme Court began planning their attack in January of 1941 due to the United States blocking oil exchange from Japan. They desired to attack two specific ships, the USS Empire and the USS Lexington. They wished to secure oil shipments in the Pacific to fuel the Empire and take their main priority away from the US and the UK, Asia. They began by perfecting torpedo landings and had trained flight sessions in Kagoshima. However, once Japan realized that Pearl Harbor was only 30 to 40 feet deep, they needed a new plan. This plan was compiled by Admiral Yamamoto Iruko, who was attempting to get the Imperial Navy to perform the attack, yet the Naval General Staff overtook the Navy. Yamamoto then drafted a plan with the prestigious Operations Division that envisioned a four-step attack. First, the Imperial Navy would attack American bases in the Philippines. By doing this, the seaborne threat to Japan's connection with Asia would die down. Next, the Americans would react to this and go to the post in the West Pacific where they were just attacked, instead of guarding Pearl Harbor. During their trip to the West Pacific, Japan would weaken them with Japanese submarines. Japan would then use Yamamoto-class battleships to ensure victory. Yamamoto didn't believe that this would work because he doubted that all American troops would hop to the other location. He thought it would be more realistic to risk lives rather than the whole surprise on Americans. These lost lives would mainly be the ones of naval pilots and aircrafts. On January 7, 1941, Yamamoto sent his own version of his plan to Onisuke Takahiro, the chief of staff of the 11th Air Fleet. The United States and Japan attempted to discuss and compromise. However, over time, Japan became frustrated and prepared an ultimatum. This ultimatum stated that if the conversations with the United States did not succeed by December, there would be war. Chiefs in Washington knew that Japan would soon wage war, yet there was confusion to know where and how. Americans knew what Japan wanted, so they thought that they knew how to stop the attack, since they did not believe that Japan had the capability of war on the U.S. Navy. American Navy knew that Japan wanted the USS Empire and Lexington. However, they were out of the harbor, so the Navy was not on high alert. Furthermore, the Americans also did not suspect it since torpedoes could not be used in such shallow water. Despite this, the Americans were not completely blind to the idea that Japan would soon attack. At 7:02 a.m., Sunday, December 7, 1941, Private Joseph Lockhart saw something on the radar screen while working on a naval base in Oahu, Hawaii, coming 137 miles away from the north. He reported it to Lieutenant Kermit Tyler, who told him to ignore it. At 7:55, the first wave of the Japanese bombers hit Pearl Harbor, while few officers were at their ports. In this first wave, 183 aircraft carriers, the heart of the attack, 49 bombers, 51 dive bombers, 40 torpedo bombers, and 43 Zero fighters began their attack on Hickam and Wheeler airfields, along with battleship Row Ford Island. To complete their surprise attack, they used a strategy where there was a strict radio silence amongst the aircrafts. At 8:50, the second wave hit. Americans attempted to stop it using flak barrage, but it didn't succeed. In this second wave, 2,000 U.S. servicemen were killed, 200 planes were destroyed, 6 battleships, 3 cruisers, and destroyers were sunk, and Japan only lost 29 planes. Admiral Nagumo of Japan planned to do a third attack, however, didn't go through with it since the Americans would be better prepared for the third attack. After the attack, the battleships that were sunk were the Arizona, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Tennessee. Furthermore, the destroyers that were attacked were the Downs, Cassin, Shaw, and Helm. Before the attack, there were 169 aircrafts, and after, 92 were destroyed and 31 were damaged. 90% of the damage was seen to be done in the first wave, and 20% of the ships in the harbor were destroyed or badly damaged. Despite the U.S. being isolationists, this attack healed the split between isolationists and radicals, and outraged Americans began to be in favor of American intervention. On December 8, 1941, the U.S. declared war on Japan. Soon after, the U.S. declared war on Germany and Italy on December 11 due to pro-war sentiments. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, Japan went to attack Malaya, the Philippines, and were also involved in a battle of Coral Sea. The Battle of Malaya took place in the British colony of Malaya, with the Lieutenant General Yamamoto as a leader. He was confident of victory, so he brought few men to the fight. Although he was outnumbered, he had air superiority. After the fight, and many losses, the British surrendered and Japan gained another region. Japan kept moving south. They built an air base in Guatemala Canal in the Solomon Islands. They won in Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea. Allies knew their intentions and were determined to stop them. The first battle was between two carrier flights, and it was entirely in air. Japan was superior through their fighting strategies, and they sunk the Lexington and Yorktown ships. The U.S. also damaged two ships, them sunk. The battle was a draw, yet it showed that Japan wanted to keep pursuing new regions to try to take over Asia. The Battle of Pearl Harbor was a day that will live in infamy and is very important to the history of America. This single day on December 7, 1941, led to years of fighting in World War II. By itself, it began American intervention into the war, and although Americans were isolationists at first, it highlighted the problems Americans wanted to fix in the world, and led Americans to fight for what they believe in.